on Power 91.3 FM, Beast TV, Channel 91 Pop Star, and live on Facebook.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, our Cowboy, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The MMU calls on members of the public to take measures as the country transitions into the rainy season. An energy expert has called on ZESCO to establish a sustainable tariff structure that benefits low-income households. International news to follow following Edward Tilofia doubtful for AFCON next month after suffering knee injury. Tanzania partially restores internet access, warns against image sharing in international news.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shukana Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, is calling on members of the public to take precautionary measures as the country transitions into the rainy season. The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit is mandated by law through the Disaster Management Act No. 13 of 2010 to warn communities at risk of impending hazards so that they can take early action to avert or minimize the loss of human lives, livelihoods, damage to property and the environment. DMMU has also urged communities to clear drainages, strengthen roofing structures and avoid settling in flood-prone areas, stating that preparedness at community level is essential to prevent loss of life, protect property and reduce the impact of potential floods and storm-related hazards. DMMU Senior Communications Officer Matthews Musukwa said that in line with the 2025 International Day of Disaster Risk Reduction theme, Fund Resilience, Not Disaster, DMMU has continued to emphasize resilience building over disaster response. He added that the unit is working with communities and partners to strengthen local capacities, promote early warning systems, and invest in preventative measures that safeguard lives and livelihoods before disasters strike. Mr. Musukwa said the unit is also working closely with the Zambia Meteorological Department under the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment to monitor the weather patterns and remains on high alert to respond to any emerging disasters.
Energy expert Engineer Bonza Zulu has called on ZESCO, working together with relevant authorities, to urgently establish a sustainable tariff structure that benefits low-income households while maintaining the financial health of the company. Speaking in an interview with the Cobalt News Bureau, Engineer Zulu expressed concerns that the power utility company has continued to focus on short-term solutions which have yielded little or no tangible results. Engineer Zulu said the expiry of the emergency tariff hike has announced by the Energy Regulation Board should serve as a wake-up call to address the prolonged hours of load shedding that the nation continues to endure, a situation that has placed a serious strain on business operations and household welfare alike. It further emphasized that a well-balanced tariff framework will not only stabilize ZESCO's revenue base, but also ensure fairness and affordability for vulnerable communities, especially in light of the country's current economic challenges. Engineer Zulu has called for frequent stakeholder engagements, cautioning that failure to do so may hinder the effective implementation of the national developmental agenda.
Experts such as myself were against this move because we thought it would become a problem in the long run. Zambia will fail to be efficient. Energy efficiency will reduce and investors will be deterred. And that's what has happened right now. We cannot continue on this trajectory. Politicians need to be bold enough. When those say no, they'll be voted out. Let somebody come in who's just going to be bold enough to say, I'm implementing such a necessary, whether you like it or not. It's going to be painful on ordinary Zambians, but it is the solution. There's no way we are going to continue on this trajectory. If you want to attract your investment into the energy sector, we need to implement such a plebiscite. Of course, keeping in mind the low-income household, we can safeguard them with a tariff mechanism that can help them
Fruit and Vegetables Association Executive Director Bernard Sikuyongana has noted the need for the government to develop deliberate strategies aimed at ensuring that economic gains achieved at the national level positively trickle down to local producers. Mr. Sikuyongana described business performance in the first three quarters of 2025 as progressive, despite reduced market penetration in the international space. He further called for the urgent quick establishment of cold room facilities ahead of the upcoming mango season, noting that the fruit is expected to attract higher prices due to growing regional demand, stating that such infrastructure will help the country sustain export and preserve value long after the season ends. Mr. Sikuyongana also urged farmers to reposition themselves to take advantage of existing and emerging market opportunities by increasing production and adhering to quality standards that meet export requirements. He emphasized that strengthening value addition and market linkages within the agriculture sector would not only enhance income generation for small-scale farmers, but also contribute to the country's broader economic diversification agenda.
Look now, we have mango that have started. If you ask me as Fruits and Vegetable Association, do you have cold rooms where you can buy our local mango, keep them in a cold room, and be able to offload them as the year goes by? The answer is no. So government should consider now putting up cold rooms where we can now start keeping our mango. Those are natural mango, non-GMO mango that can be consumed anywhere in the world. But we need to look at putting up facilities. So my appeal to the government is that the government should consider putting up, you know, facilities that will be able to make farmers be able to stock their mango for a longer period. Because if you have looked now to check on the prices for mango, they start harvesting mango even before it is red, and the prices will be very bad. The farmer will never smile about their prices. It's a fruit that can make people smile if the government can position itself by giving control to organizations like ourselves.
Fuel shortages have persisted in Kawe, leaving many motorists and commuters stranded as the commodity remains scarce across most filling stations. The situation has forced several taxi operators to park their vehicles due to the lack of business, with long queues forming at a few service stations that still have fuel in stock. One of the affected taxi drivers, Vincent Malambo, who spoke on behalf of other operators, expressed frustration over the uneven distribution of fuel in the district, saying only a few selected stations seem to be receiving the commodity. Mr. Malambo has questioned the leadership in the district for failing to adequately communicate the cause of the fuel crisis and has appealed to the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, to urgently intervene and restore normal supply.
We have been complaining about it, but there is no one is coming on board and to handle this situation. Otherwise, we can issue it. So we don't know if our government is ready. But we have been complaining about this fuel situation. And this situation is killing our business, because us, like motorists, we work with fuel. So now, So we don't know the state of our government very soon. The band who have been complaining about the fuel situation, but there is nothing which is happening.
In international news, the government in Tanzania has warned people not to share photos and videos that may cause panic as the internet slowly returns after a six-day shutdown during deadly protests that began on election day. Mobile phone users received a text message on Monday night saying that sharing images that could cause panic or demean human life would lead to treason charges. The messages came shortly after the internet was reconnected, when people began sharing unverified images of bodies they claimed were victims of the election protests. A social media page that had been uploading videos and photos of purported election protest victims was put down on Monday evening after attracting thousands of followers within a day. The government has yet to release an official death toll from the protests, but President Samia Suluhu Hassan, during her Monday swearing-in, said there had been loss of life and urged security agencies to ensure a return to normalcy.